If a sold-out event is any indication, the message was loud and clear. Corpus Christi residents appear to be ready to support a healthy environment as part of the city's master plan. With a community in which chronic illnesses such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity are on the rise, area residents, along with community leaders, turned out en masse Thursday, August 27th, for the Chamber of Commerce Designing Healthy Communities luncheon held at the Ortiz Center. The event's headline came from Chairman Gay Guerrera, who said that for the first time in U.S. history, this generation of children will have a shorter lifespan than their parents. The key speeches were delivered by UCLA professor Dr. Richard Jackson, former director of environmental health at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, and Corpus Christi architect Elizabeth Chu Richter, the current president of the American Institute of Architects. In his presentation, Jackson made the point that a healthy city has plenty of parks and areas where people can walk and bicycle safely, either to school, work, or recreation. Richter says a healthy city is a happy city. And why are these architects involved? Because they don't just design buildings, they design communities. But it takes a community to build a community, so where do we go from here? KEDT's Stuart Jacoby put that question to Elizabeth Chu Richter.
Where do you see individuals like me fitting into the picture of helping to create a healthy community?
Everyone has an ability to influence policy. And every citizen can do that. And if you have a vision of what you want to be in 10 years, in 15 years, in 25 years, then you begin to look at the kind of policies that we have that will support the kind of environment that we want to live in and that we want to be known for. And I think if you have a healthy environment, if you're well known for that, and everybody that lives there has the freedom and the mobility to get around and to be active and to stay healthy, I think that will be a community that people will want to move to and to be a part of. You know, we have such a beautiful setting, and we have just the kind of community that can make things happen. I think we have a lot of community leaders and citizens who are very committed to living a good life here in Corpus Christi. And I think that we are all ready to take action and to make sure that we have the kind of infrastructure that supports good, healthy living.
Is there a model community that we could draw from?
Well, we don't have to look too far. I mean, we can just even look at Austin, for example. Back in the 60s, we were, I think, at the same population as Austin. And of course, since then, we know that it has exponentially grown. But if you look at the kind of urban environment, the quality of a lifestyle that Austin is offering, it attracts a lot of young people. It has a lot of mixed-use development. There's a density. There's a lot of growth in the downtown, a lot of residential living. And so there's a certain energy that it has developed, along with the Town Lake development, the parks, and the hike and bike trails and all of that, has really added to the quality of life there and has been something that's very good at attracting young people. And I think that is something that we can do here quite easily, because we have already started this. Many years ago, if you were just to think about the planning of Ocean Drive, for instance, there are those pocket parks that are have been put in place by previous generations. And now we are really enjoying some of that and still be able to start have a very beautiful walk, if you want to, or ride your bicycle down Ocean Drive and be active. And so if we were to think more like that and be able to provide in all our neighborhoods that kind of walkability would be a great asset into our community. We also have a bicycle plan that's on the table right now, and I think that's really important, and it can be a huge asset for our city, because it's not something that's just for those people that ride a bike now, but if it's put in place and it has the connectivity with the neighborhoods, and it then becomes an option even to for people that want to go to school or want to go to work on a bike. It's possible. So it's about providing our community with options that allows us to be active and not just be locked into transportation on the car only. We can get there if we have this vision, and don't be afraid to give it a chance to have the kind of environment that supports healthy, active living.
It could certainly make a difference.
It certainly can.
Well, thanks again. We've been speaking with Elizabeth Chu Richter of Richter Architects here in Corpus Christi, and also president of the American Institute of Architects.
Thank you, Stuart.